Glad to be in church. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to deal with something tonight. It's an odd little Sunday night type thing, but a lot of times I would normally do this on a Wednesday night. I want to talk to you about something that has been going around, and different people have been talking about, whether on the news or the television, Christian television, or whatever you might say. So we're going to look at this for just a few minutes, and hopefully you'll try to get something. It'd be good if you had a pen, piece of paper. I'm going to give you some verses. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. I'm not going to tell you what books say or what man has written. I'm going to tell you what God has said in the Bible. So a lot of times, and I'm not by any means, I'm for the Lord coming. I think He could come tonight. But just to make up something to write books about so we can make money. I remember in 1988, somebody wrote a book, 88 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come in 88. Well, it's 2014. And He hadn't come yet, but He is coming. And so I want us to look at a few things. Now, if you will pay attention, if you'll look at what we have up here. This coming Tuesday will be the 15th, 4/15/2014. It'll be Passover, what the Jews referred to as Passover. And according to some, and even NASA has got in on this thing, that there will be a red moon involved on Tuesday. If you go out and look, you'll probably see that. If you're in the right location on Tuesday, is the Jewish Passover, there'll be a red moon. And then on in October is when you have a Jewish feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, and supposed to be another red moon. And blood moon, what they call blood moons. And then next year, 2015, Passover will be on the 4th of April. And then the same thing, Feast of Tabernacles, the next year it'll be in September. Now, what has happened is they have went through all of history, and they have found that these blood moons, these red moons, have a pattern, and it's not very often that they happen one year right after the other. In other words, 2014, 2015, right back to back. Now, one of the times that this has happened, it always has something to do with the nation of Israel. Back in 14, let me see if I wrote it down, 1493, 1494, those 2 years back to back, was the Spanish Inquisition, where the Spaniards kicked out the nation of Israel and the Jews. They wouldn't succumb to Christianity, they kicked them out. And it always had revolved around something around the Jews. And then in 1949, 1950, you'll know that Jews became a nation in May 1948, and you'll see they started going back into the homeland 1948, and that was one of the blood moons that happened 2 years back to back. And then the last time that is recorded back to back, it was 1968 or 67 and 68. That was the time of the Six-Day War, where Israel whooped a bunch of countries in 6 days. One little piece of dirt, and they whooped a bunch of people in 6 days. I say, you leave them alone, don't mess with them. They're still God's chosen people. They may be in time out, if you will. They have rejected God the Father in the Old Testament. They have rejected God the Son and crucified Him on the cross. And they rejected God the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost and at the stoning of Stephen. And they blasphemed the Holy Ghost at the stoning of Stephen. That's what the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is. They blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and the nation of Israel blasphemed Him at the stoning of Stephen. And God has sort of just, since then, has stuck them over into a corner and made way for the church, the body, the bride, to come in. And thank the Lord, the door has swung wide open for you and for me.
Right.
Now, they're still God's chosen people. Don't mess with them. Yeah, they're in time out. But even when a parent puts a kid in time out, you still don't go mess with him. You understand? So I understand they're in time out and they don't see some of the things that we see and all of that kind of thing. But let me say this, and let me be quite clear. The only way a Jew can get to heaven is the same way that you get to heaven, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. They don't get a free ticket because they're Jews. They don't get a free ride because they're God's chosen people. They're God's chosen people as a nation. But individually, as a person, they have to accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. And there's a bunch of Jews that have done that. They're believing, what we call believing Israel. They believe the same thing you did when you got saved. That's what they believe. And so here is what the big hoorah is about. Now, I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to turn to Joel chapter number 2. And I want to find out where they get this blood moons. Joel chapter 2, that's in your Old Testament. Right after Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, somewhere in there. Joel chapter 2. Now, it takes a minute to find Joel 2, especially, you know, a lot of times you're not used to going to some of these little minor prophets, if you will. And they're not minor because we don't call them minor because they're insignificant. We call them minor because they're just small. They're small books. Look at Joel chapter 2 and verse number 30. Verse number 30, the Bible says, "And I will show wonders in the what? And in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke." Look at verse 31. "The sun shall be turned into what? And the moon into what? Before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in a moment, Zion," you know where Zion is? "And in Jerusalem," that's where it's at, shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, "and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Did you notice the phrase in verse 31? "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord come." And so the moon will turn to blood. But here is the problem. It all depends on when. You got to get your when right. I understand the moon's going to turn to blood, but you got to know when. Now, those of you that have been going here any length of time, we believe in two different parts. There's what we call the rapture of the church. The rapture is where, I want you to understand, some of you new folks, we're in the church age. We're living in the church age. We're 2,014 years between here and, or thereabouts. 2,000 years, here we are in the church age. And I believe we're just right here on the edge. We're on the little end of something big. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you may want to write this down because there's two separate events that take place. And if you get these confused, then you'll be confused as a termite in a yo-yo. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, I'll just quote it for you for time's sake. If you want to write it down, it says, "The Lord will descend from heaven." You see that? You see that arrow right there? The Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout. Voice of archangel, trump of God. All right, let's look down here. "The dead in Christ shall rise first." Y'all see that? "And then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord" where? "In the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." All right. The rapture, the Lord is not coming to this earth. The Lord will never step foot on this earth at the rapture. He's going to come in the middle of the air and we're going to go up and meet him. Now, the only people. Now make sure you get this. It's a Sunday night. I understand it's probably more suitable for a Wednesday night But only people that's going up right here are the people that were saved right here. From the cross all the way to the rapture is what we call the church age, the body of Christ, the age of grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. If you're saved and it doesn't have anything to do with church membership, doesn't make any difference, the name, let me just tell you about the name over the door. It don't make any difference what the name is over the door. You better be saved. And if you go up, your name's going to fall off. You go down, your name's going to burn off.
Right.
You better just make sure your name is written in His book. Amen. We're going up to meet Him. Now, another verse, we won't quote it, 1 Corinthians 15:51, and it says, you know, behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep. Law should be changed. Moment of twinkling of an eye. All right? Going up to be with the Lord in the air. Now, this thing is separated by 7 years of tribulation. If you get left behind, if the rapture was to take place right now, trumpet sounds, all the saved people in this room leave out of here. Gone. Moment, twinkle. That's fast. That's very fast. Soon, gone. And you still sitting here. You say, what are we going to do? I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to be gone. You might rush down here to the altar. It might be a little too late for that. Maybe you should have run down here during one of the church services before the rapture. Don't wait till after the fact and then rush down here. Come down here to somewhere you ain't never been before. And after the rapture takes place, you act like you've been down here every Sunday. So don't wait till after the rapture and go, oh, I'm going to go down to the altar. It's too late for that. 7 years. I'm going to just tell you what you're going to get ready for. The Antichrist is going to take over down here, and he's going to rule and reign around here. He's going to institute a mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell. You can't do anything. The government's going to come in. They're going to design a one-world currency. You don't need any money anymore. No checkbook. No more identity theft. Sounds real good. And no more identity theft. No more illegal immigration or all that kind of stuff. If you're going to be over here, you got to go down to the Social Security office, get you a mark in your right hand, forehead, and that's the only way you're going to be able to go and buy and sell and all that stuff, provide for your family. If you're planning on enduring to the end, well, you're not going to be able to live in the house you're living now. You've got to move up in the mountains somewhere, hopefully where nobody will be able to find you. But I guarantee if you got a cell phone, they're going to be able to find you.
Amen.
So it's, you know, all that stuff are coming up, Snowden and all of that, stealing everybody, all this information and all. Hey, they got more information on you than you know about. You know, so if the rapture takes place and you're still sitting here, first thing you need to do, throw away your cell phone. And hope they don't find you.
Yep.
I got one of them iPhones.
Yep.
iPhones. Now, that ain't the mark of the beast, but it's pretty close.
Yep. Amen.
Don't mean nothing right now, but look at that apple. Y'all notice that apple on the back of the iPhone got a bite out of it?
Yep.
Where'd that happen at?
Garden of Eden.
Now, I know it probably wasn't an apple, but I'm saying that's what the world thinks it was.
Yeah.
Hey, it's more serious than what you're giving it.
Oh, yeah.
That's conspiracy and all that. It's more serious than what you've been giving it.
Yeah.
Hunter just called me. What are you calling me for? Hunter just called me. He's got an iPhone, too. Yeah, 7 years. Now, after the 7 years, I'm going somewhere. You just have to hang on. After this 7 year tribulation, the Lord is coming again. And it's going to be Matthew 24, Revelation 19. Matter of fact, remember, Jesus will ride again. Talking about that white horse coming back. We talked about it this morning. Here's it is. Zechariah 14, the Lord's coming back to this earth. He will touch foot on this earth, get on a white horse, and he's coming to this earth at the Mount of Olives over there in Jerusalem. It's true. It's not spiritual. It's going to physically happen. So these two events are separate. You have an event here where we go meet him in the air. It's called the rapture of the church. Here we come back with the Lord on white horses and come to this earth. Riding white horses, he has an appointment with the millennial. I told you that this morning. Okay, watch this. Take your Bible and look at Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. Look at Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And let's look about verse number 3. Now, before we start reading verse 3, where did I just tell you at the second coming the Lord was going to come back to? It's called the Mount of... Watch this. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the what? The disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us when shall these things be? And what shall be the what? Of thy coming and the end of the world. Sign. Y'all know who requires a sign? Jews require a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom. And Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and so on and so forth. Hear of wars and rumors of wars, all these things. Look at verse number 11. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Look at there. And this gospel of the kingdom, which is out here, don't look, there's a gospel, there's a kingdom right out here. That's where Jesus has come. King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming to this kingdom. Okay? Just trying to get your bearings. All right? Now, look. Verse number 27. I'm just rolling on down through here for time's sake. 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man, which is a Jewish term, be. For whithersoever the carcass is, there shall will the eagles be gathered together. All right, verse 29. Is everybody there? Immediately, what? After the what? Of those days. All right, stop reading. Immediately after... Now, immediately after the tribulation, I'm fixing to point my pointer. Is it right here? That's before tribulation. All right. So after, immediately, everybody with me? After tribulation, though, is my pointer right? I got a little Parkinson's, but that's all right. Is my dot right? Immediately after. After tribulation. Well, I guess it is. Immediately after tribulation. Is my dot immediately after tribulation? This is a tribulation. Immediately after is over here. Right? Immediately after tribulation those days. Told you I got. Y'all just being technical. All right, let's read now. Now that all of us agree. I thought I was in a business meeting for a minute. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be what? And the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Y'all see that? What is that? Well, that's over here. After tribulation. Right there. That's when the sun's going to be darkened. That's when the moon's not going to give her light. That's what Joel 2 said, when the moon turns to blood. Not here, but here. Everybody with me? So all of these books that everybody's reading, now look, the blood moon is this Tuesday. Y'all better go get all your food bought. I mean, the world is coming to an end Tuesday. Because the moon is going to turn to blood Tuesday. It might turn to blood Tuesday, but I can promise you this. We still got 7 years of great tribulation to go before the moon turns to blood, and it mean anything about that. You understand? It might turn to blood Tuesday, but it don't mean anything to us. I'm looking for this and not some moon turning to blood. Now, if you throw these verses together and say that's all the same thing, then you might think that the Tuesday, we might be looking at this. But I guarantee you, Tuesday, we ain't looking at this. I doubt he comes Tuesday because everybody's saying. So the Lord says, I sure ain't coming that day. They might think they was right on something. Everybody see that? Now, take your Bible. Turn to Revelation. Revelation real quick. Revelation chapter 6. Now, some of you that are visiting with us, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm wanting to preach the Bible. And not, you know, get everybody up in a hoopla. All right, Revelation chapter number 6. All right, verse number 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as what? Sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as what? The stars of heaven fell onto the earth. Did we just not read that in Matthew 24? The stars of heaven fell on the earth, even as a fig, cast her untimely figs, when she is shaken the mighty wind. The heaven departed as a scroll, and is rolled together. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bondman, every free man, hid themselves in the dens. Remember I told you all ago, if you miss the rapture, you're not going to be able to go home. You're going to have to go into the dens. What does it say? And the rocks of the what? I told you. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Hey, you miss this rapture right here? If you go in this tribulation right here, you fixing to be calling for the rocks and the mountains. Just fall on me. Just fall on me and hide me from the wrath. I should have got saved. Amen. Now, when's the moon going to turn to blood? Moon's going to turn to blood over here. Not over here. Has everybody got that? Right. About half right. All right. Now, I showed you the end times for the second coming. Now, you say, okay, preacher, what do we need to be looking for over here, this rapture of the church? What do we need to be looking for? All right. Let's turn to the Bible. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Right after 1 Timothy. All right. While you're finding 2 Timothy, let me tell you this. What Matthew 24 is to the Jew, 2 Timothy 3 is to us. What Matthew 24 means to them, And over here at the second coming, 2 Timothy, what I'm about to read to you is what is to us right here for the rapture. Okay, ready? Verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Last days of the what? Last days of the church. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Have y'all ever seen the likes? Men, lovers of themselves. Men, grown men. Running around without a shirt on. I've been lifting. I look good. No, you don't. Get you a full-length mirror. You'll change your mind. Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to... My goodness. That's a sign of the last day. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. Now, I don't. We got kids in here, but does anybody need me to pause and tell you what without natural affection is? Natural affection is when a boy, he gets on up there in 15, 16, and he's attracted to girls.
Amen.
That's natural. Don't fuss at them for that. Now, you ain't got a little date at that time, but it's natural for a boy to be attracted to a girl. It is unnatural the other way. It's just unnatural. You're like, that don't even work. Signs of the last day. Now, they've done voted in. You think, hey, what I'm reading now, you think we're over here? Why, sure. Without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Look at that. Traitors. Heady. Traitors. Traitors. Selling our guns to Mexican cartel. Traitors. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness. Everybody looks godly. They come to church. They put the good clothes on. They have a form. They sing a few songs. They give in the offering. They just have a form of godliness. But denying the power thereof, from such, turn away. Now, look at verse 13. I'm running through this. But evil men and seducers shall get better and better and better. Evil men and seducers shall wax what? And what? Deceiving and being deceived. Hey, I got news for you. I mean, this ain't going to help you much. But I got news for you. It ain't getting no better. If that Bible's true, and it is. If John 3:16 is true, 2 Timothy 3:13 is true. 13's the number of rebellion. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You say, preacher, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? I'll tell you what we do now. We continue thou in the things which we have learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. I learned some stuff as a child. Learned the Holy Scriptures. You know what I'm clinging to?
Amen. Amen.
It's not getting any better around here. What are we going to do? I'm holding on to this.
Right.
Till it comes and gets us out of here. Yeah, that's what we do. Now, let me finish up one thing. That's just another type of deal there, another picture I found. You got a two separate thing, rapture. You got the second coming right there. Now, I want to take your Bible and look at second. You're right there. Go to the left. 2 Thessalonians or 1 Thessalonians. Which is it? 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. All right, verse number 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, talking to saved people, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto Him. Notice that phrasing. That ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled over the four blood moons. It's in there, you just got to read it. Don't be shaken in mind or troubled about anything anybody says contrary to the Bible. Amen. Neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that as that the day of Christ is at hand. Hey, day of Christ. Hey, the rapture. He is coming. The judgment, say, day of Christ, day of Christ. That's the judgment seat of Christ, the day of Christ, judgment seat of Christ. Well, look, verse number 4. Let no man write a book and deceive you by any means. For that day, what day? Day of Christ, judgment seat of Christ, day of Christ shall not come except there come a what first? And then, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist. You say, falling away. What's the falling away? There's got to be a falling away first. Of course, I've always heard that falling away is, you know, falling away into apostasy. And hey, not going to argue with that too much. There's a bunch of apostasy going on. Would you not agree? But the day of Christ, the judgment seat of Christ, is not going to come until first there comes a falling away. Then, after the falling away, the man of sin, Antichrist, be revealed. Look at that. Anybody know what that's a picture of? It's not a trick question. Everybody's afraid to answer. What if, just think, when the rapture took place and you were in a space shuttle out there looking at that earth and the rapture took place, what would y'all see? A big falling away. I'm going to write me a book on this. Look, here we are, somewhere around here, Tennessee. Over here. I just see if y'all was listening. Florida. There we go. Look here. Rapture takes place. Rapture takes place. Boom, 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 boom. Y'all see that? What is that? That's a falling away. And then what? The man of sin is revealed. Right there. There comes a falling away first. And then the man of sin is revealed. Y'all see that? Falling away. I'm getting out of here. You look at it from that point of view. Hey, I'm writing a book on this. I'm finna sell it. I'm going on TVN next week. I'm going to tell them this. Falling away. Now look at the Bible. We're going to finish. Look at verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of His coming. Even Him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. You see all of that? I'm coming down to close. Stay with me. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. Hey, y'all listening to me right now? You're either going to listen and receive the Spirit of truth, or you're going to walk out of here and reject and believe not the Spirit of truth. Receive not the love of the truth, that they might be what? You say, all right, here's the big question. It's just 5 to 7, hang on. Here's the big question. If I've heard the gospel in this age that we live in today, can a person be saved in the tribulation period? All right, let me tell you what the Bible says. Because they received not the love of the truth. That's unsaved, right? That they might be saved. They didn't receive the truth. And so, verse 11, and for this cause, what cause? What cause? Because they didn't receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe of what? That they all might be what? Who believed not the what? But had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you're planning on getting saved, you best do it tonight. I don't know, and I can tell you the blood and moons and all that kind of stuff. There's something to it to dealing with the nation of Israel. I'm not worried about it at all. I'm not looking for a moon. I'm looking for the sun.
Amen.
And not the S-U-N. I'm looking for the S-O-N.
Amen.
I'm not looking for a moon. I'm looking for the sun. And the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if you was planning on getting saved in the tribulation period, don't ever listen to the gospel. It's already too late now. You're here now. You done heard it. You've been here. If you've been here before, you've heard it. Whether it was me, somebody else preached, you heard the gospel. It's too late. You get saved now. Respond to what you've already heard. If you don't respond to what you already heard, after rapture, strong delusion, you'll believe a lie. You'll believe everything the government tells you. And you'll go right down there to the Social Security office and you'll receive that mark. Say, give me that mark. Been in church all your life. You know, you heard this preaching. But after the rapture, you'll have a strong delusion. Yeah, give me that mark. Like you ain't never heard it before. Give me that mark. That you might be damned. Why? Because you wouldn't believe the truth. If you plan on getting saved, you better get saved. The Lord is coming. Never let it be said. Brother Jeremy said, no, the Lord ain't coming. He's coming. And He's coming very soon. My point is, it's not based on some moons. It's based on the Word of God. Jesus is coming. You better be ready. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, tonight for that Bible study, I guess you could say. And even though it's a Bible study, still, there may somebody be in here that's not saved. Maybe they are saved, just hadn't been living right, hadn't been doing right. Lord, I pray that You'd deal with their heart, show them their need of salvation. Lord, help them not to be deceived by a lot of things that they see here, but Lord, they would trust that Bible right there. Lord, I pray that You'd do that for us now. Bless the invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Won't you stand to your feet? If you need to come pray about something, we don't tarry very long. We're not going to tarry. We're not going to just drag it out. If you need to come pray, come on.